The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the SIU Board of Trustees, Southern Illinois University Edwardsville, or WSIE Radio.
In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now.
Welcome to The Secrets of Building Wealth with industry veteran Joe Roos Evans. He leads a retirement planning agency that ranks in the top 5% in the world. He's a certified financial planner and chartered advisor for senior living who has spent his entire career helping people create and preserve wealth. Now, here's Joe Roos Evans.
Dynamite. Hi, everybody, in 88 Point Sound. Thanks for listening to us, and we're going to have a great Sunday morning. I'm here with my friend Al Plait. He's going to co-host with me our show and ask a few questions that might be interesting. Good morning, Al.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me today.
My pleasure. Appreciate
being here. Looking forward to a good show.
Dynamite.
Having some fun.
Hey, what we're going to cover, we start with the basics, and this is going to be a progressive show that covers from step one all the way to step 10. And when we talked about wealth planning before, wealth planning starts with the right estate planning foundation tools. So we're going to the next level. First was, what is estate planning, the basis of it? Now we're going to cover things like wills and trusts. They're the two main tools that people use for estate planning. And depending who you are and what you're doing, one might be better than the other. So as a non-partial task of ours, we're going to share with you the positives and negatives and of both, pros and cons. You can make your own decision. And then we're going to go into some special type of trust that's very important for our listeners. One's a special needs trust, which I'd like to share with you from some education I got over the last couple of years, that for some of the listeners out there, their families, this is a big impact to them. So I'm going to try to get to it today, and if we don't, we'll cover it on our next show. But let's get started on wills and trusts. And what's important is know the difference between a will and a trust. But first, let's do a little background on each one. Wills are legal documents stating what you wish to happen after your death regarding primarily the disposition of your property, the guardianship of your minor children, and the administration of your estate. Without a will, you are letting the state of residence where you live determine how your property will be distributed among your heirs as designated by the state. That's called intestate. Who would become legal guardian of your minor children and how your estate will be administered. Contrary to that are trusts. Trusts are legal devices for management of property. Through a trust, one person, the grantor, the person who transfers the legal title to the property to another person, the trustee, who then manages the property in a specific manner for the benefit of a third person, the trust beneficiary. In other words, the legal rights of the property ownership and control rest with the trustee, who has the ultimate benefit for the trust beneficiary. A living trust, which is a common name, or revocable trust, takes effect during the lifetime of the grantor. A testamentary trust is usually created with a will, and that comes into effect upon the death of the grantor. Many types of trusts are available, and they can be flexible tools used to achieve a wide variety of estate planning objectives. Wills are usually easier and less expensive to create in the beginning, but there always is a day of reckoning or a day of payment. But they require more effort and expense later on, while living trusts sometimes are quite the opposite. A little more work up front, a little more cost up front than a will, but usually much less work and expense later on. Peace of mind to your family. Wills place more responsibility on the heirs, while living trusts take the burdens away from the beneficiaries, as the effort and expense typically have been paid in advance. Keep in mind that the appropriate choice today may not be the best option in the future, because your circumstance or desires may change. Sometimes early in life, when we start our families, a lot of us just get a typical will. And sometimes that's fine, and while we're progressing through life and the children getting older, what we've noticed through my planning for over 30 years working with families and estates, small, medium, and large, is sometimes we see outdated wills that are 20, 30, 40 years old. Sometimes most folks we visit with have wills that when the kids were 2, 3 years old, and now they might be getting ready for retirement. So reviewing your estate plan, whether it's a will or trust, is paramount, and just opening it up and taking a look at it. Here's the pros and cons of wills and trust. On both, you will decide who will make medical, long-term care, financial decisions, and preserve and protect your estate. Make sure you keep up with inevitable changes. What about disability, divorce, family situations change? You know, these are times that you must amend the legal documents. You might have an ex-daughter-in-law on your documents as a guardian or a beneficiary. You know, keeping them, we usually plan at least a year, 18-month review. Probate is a legal process designed to handle someone's estate and asset distributions of the deceased and other financial matters. When we allow our families to go through this process, and usually a will has to be probated, it's time-consuming, expensive, public records, and it's contestable. Wills may be contested, and some of us read, and one of our shows are going to be on the most notorious probate cases in history, so we're going to have some secrets and some scandalous things to talk about. But when you look at some of the folks that have to go through this process, and you think, well, they're wealthy and they have these problems, it's not always about money, ladies and gentlemen, our listeners. It's about what do you want to have your family, and what do you want to have them have of what you secured and built your life to transfer on to your loved ones.
Hey, Joe, can I ask a question real quick?
You sure can.
Just a second ago, you were talking about, you know, the burden the family has to go through with probate. What kind of time frame can families expect? You talked about it being time consuming.
Well, here in Illinois and Missouri, the minimum is 6 months, usually 1 to 2 years, but it could be 10 years. I was talking about we were going to bring some of these up in future shows, but Howard Hughes was years to settle someone's estate. Now he had billions, millions, whatever he had, but whenever you have any kind of controversy, it could tie the things up. But the minimum is 6 months. And what probate's about, if you think about it, the person has passed. They want to transfer title to assets, investments over to their loved ones. And by doing so, they need to release the deed, the title, the asset. So a court of law has to release that during the will process, during the probate process. Now, what has to be done before that is there has to make sure there's no bills due, there's no accounts outstanding, there's no lawsuits outstanding. All that has to be cleared. That's put on the executor or executrix in a will. And once that's cleared, the court will release these assets to the beneficiaries with a price tag. You have the court costs, attorney fees, bonds to post, and those things. A lot of folks, as we cover this, it's either you pay now or you pay later when you do your estate planning. And the number one thing is when you look at estate planning is, look, what do you really want to have happen? You know, after the break in a few minutes, we're going to cover some specific types of trust, and you'll see how they might be more beneficial than just a will because of our situations. But let's talk a little bit about, we were talking about the time delay, then the cost. You know, when you want to figure your estate, you figure all your assets up, your home, not the mortgage on your home, the home, automobiles, personal property, investments, IRAs, retirement accounts, annuities, savings bonds. You total all that up with the exception of life insurance. And you can figure a percentage of that is going to be lost in fees if your family goes through the probate process. It could be 3, 5, 10, 15%, not saying some of the other costs in probate. So when you look at that, say your estate's worth $500,000, which is not that hard, or $1 million or $10 million, just figure 3 to 5%. On a $500,000 estate, you're talking about $25,000, and then you're talking about 6 months to 2 years to settle it. When you do estate planning, depend who you work with and the type of planning you do, a trust could be anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000 to $10,000, depending on your assets. Once that fee is paid and the proper structuring is done and the monitoring, your assets will pass directly to your loved ones immediately upon your death within a short period of time. Your trustee will take over. There's some good questions about what are the players, the persons involved with wills and trust. Wills, you have the executor, executrix. They're the ones that take over and monitor the will, take it through the court process, sign the attorney, contract, the accountant, and things like that. And then you have the beneficiaries. With a trust, we had talked about a little bit earlier, you have the grantor, which is the person given assets to the trust, who draws up the document. It has a document drawn up for their beneficiary's benefit. And then you have the trustee. A lot of living revocable trust planning that we've done recently is the grantor, the trustee, and the first beneficiary is usually the same, either person or couple. It could be a married couple getting ready to retire. They put their assets in. They become the trustee of their own assets. They control their assets. And upon their while they're alive, those assets are for their benefit. Upon their passing, a new trustee's promoted up, which is called a successor trustee position. And then the beneficiaries become usually children, charities, relatives, friends that you want to put as benefactor to your estate. And then the trustee's position in a revocable trust or irrevocable is to transfer the assets and distribute the assets as you see fit. So it makes it a lot easier. Both of them have their pluses and minuses. Concerning children, those are guardianship documents. And just think about this. We want our mother-in-law, my wife's mother, to take care of the children. We want my mother to take care of the children. You know, our listeners out there, and you're talking about your grandchildren and things, our listeners out there, sometimes you don't have that choice. Upon your disability or death, the courts will decide who becomes the guardian of your loved children. And it might not be who and when or where you want that to be. By setting up a proper document, you and your spouse can decide who's going to take care of the children. You know, this brings the topic of divorce. You know, sometimes we face divorce in certain parts of our lives. Without the proper estate planning document, what is your estate going to go to? Is it going to go to your spouse to take care of your children, your ex-spouse to take care of your children till they're 18? With a proper document, a trust document, you can plan that so distribution can be paid out over their lifetime.
Hey, Joe, what would happen if somebody had an executor on a simple will that they had that they knew was outdated, and then something happened to them and that person wasn't able to fulfill that responsibility? Where would that fall to?
That's a good question. That falls to the court. A judge will decide who will become your executor. Usually they'll award that back to the attorney to decide. So there's so many things. When we stop, I hope when we get to the end of this radio show, and I know it's Sunday morning, we have a lot of stuff to do as families and things, but think about, do I have things in order for my loved ones? And as men, we procrastinate. As people, we procrastinate. But if you have an old will or you have an outdated will or you can't answer the question, what if this happens? What if that happens? What if I become disabled? What happens? What if I pass away? What if my wife and I are in a common accident? What's going to happen to our children? What's going to happen to our estate? Those are questions if you can't answer, it's time to stop, make an appointment with somebody, a trusted professional, and have them go over what options you do have. I favor trust more than I favor wills because trust gives you, as much as we can say, control over our assets, and it allows us to make the rules and allows them to be followed. A lot of trust that we do for our listeners out here is they're revocable while you're alive. That's the most common one, and that means you can buy, sell, give, donate, anything you want with your assets, the same as you can do today. The difference is, when something happens to us, it becomes irrevocable, which means it can't be changed. Hey, we'll talk a little bit about that right after our break.
Support for WSIE is provided by FRA Trust, with the firm's main office located at 805 West U.S. Highway 50 in O'Fallon, Illinois. FRA Trust provides a wide range of financial services, including estate planning, wills, trusts, and retirement planning. Information on these and other services through FRA Trust is available on their website at fratrust.com or by calling 855-270-3255. That number is 855-270-3255.
Hey, Joe, I got a question. Sure. How difficult is it to set up a trust?
Well, that is a good question. And some things that we don't know are intimidating. I've got a book out. You guys can use go to our website and get a free copy of it if you like. It goes over information that will help that and how to pick out a professional. Because you want a professional. You don't want to do it yourself. But it's not that hard. The hardest part, our great listeners out there for 88.7 The Sound, is doing it. Is taking the first step, because once you take the first step, the rest will flow, and then you'll start feeling good about what you're doing. I've been doing this for 34 years now, and I just can't tell you the amazing things that the transformation of people. It's like when you clean your house, it's when you clean your garage, guys out there, it's when you fix the car, it's when you go on that diet, it's when you save that money and set some of your goals. This is a big goal because by setting whatever planning you want to do, whether it's a will or a trust, it gives you the peace of mind that I've answered these questions for the people I loved. And also, a trust is not about death. A lot of people think, I don't want to talk about this. I'm passing away. No, it's about living. It's about releasing burdens from ourselves that we love our children. We want to make sure they're taken care of. Our grandchildren, want to make sure they're taken care of. A lot of you out there that are listening to this, our program this morning have IRAs, 401ks, and I'm going to talk about some special trusts that are just dynamic that can really benefit you while you're alive and your family. So to answer your question, Al, it's not hard. It's taking the first step, making the first phone call, and getting a start. And it's really not that expensive. You know, one of the things is you want to make life easy. You want to make life convenient, and when we work with professionals and we coach through that, is how do we make things that fit what we need and expedient to help us? But I can just share you. I'd like to share a story now that is really close to my heart, and I actually worked on a case with this lady, and it's going to go to the Special Needs Trust. We had a lady come to our offices this year, and during tax time, she'd been a tax planner for 40 years. And we were joking. She was there with some friends that referred her, clients of ours, and she was a single mom in her 70s, had a 46-year-old son, special needs, had some wealth she accumulated. And we were joking about the honor that her coming out during tax time. It was like April 12th, April 11th, something like that. And she goes, I've never done this before, but I knew I felt I needed to get this done. No health conditions, no threats. Nothing on the horizon. We did her documents for her. We set up, and I'm going to cover it, a special needs trust for her son, 46 years old. We did all the documents to help them on a Wednesday. The attorney did all the planning and stuff. And Monday we get a phone call and letting us know that she had passed away at her desk working, doing taxes. And then through further investigation and the more they found out, she actually passed away on Thursday, and which is pretty shocking. But in one day's time, by executing these documents, and I'll cover it in mental special needs, she protected her 46-year-old son for life. He's being taken care of by people she loved and trusted to take care of him. Her wealth is not going to be lost in government programs and repayments and back for care that he's getting. He's not going to be awarded of the state, of the court, be in places that are not common or comfortable to him. And just think what she did. And she took that action. And the most surprising thing is there was no health alerts. We talked extensively about that. And she was fine. She just knew that something she had to take care of. And she did. And it was. And we have multiple times, after 34 years of doing this and the size of our organization, you hear all kinds of stories like this. So the biggest thing I want to leave people with as we talk about these other things, do not procrastinate. Call someone you trust, someone you want to work with, and just take the first step. That costs zero. Al, I'd like to spend a little bit of time talking about some special trust. One I want to cover is the folks that have trust out there, we set them up for our loved ones. We did everything we could, and we bypassed probate. Our assets are going to our loved ones, and they take possession of these assets, and they put it in their checking account in their name. Now these assets, an inheritance is a protected asset, which means they can't, once it's being awarded to somebody, that inheritance is protected. Once they put it in their name, it becomes an unprotected asset. So I'm going to talk about two trusts in particular. One's the personal asset trust, PAT, P-A-T. Instead of having a beneficiary on your trust, what we recommend to a lot of folks is they use PATs. Say they have three children. Instead of leaving it to their three children individually, they leave it to their three children by way of a PAT, personal asset trust. Why would they do that? One, if the children are having financial problems, marital problems, lawsuit problems, what you've done by the work you did either in your will or your trust by give them an asset, you've just added gas to the fire.
Joe, so you're saying that if my parents left me something in a trust that way, and I was being sued, whatever the assets they left me were would be protected?
Yes. By using a personal asset trust, what happens, if you think about it, it becomes alive, it's standby while the parents are alive, and upon their both are passing, that $500,000, $100,000, $1 million, that house, instead of going to you, Al, goes to the Al trust. And you monitor it, you have complete control of it, you can liquidate it immediately, or if you're having situations, you can leave it in the trust and disperse it out of the trust for your benefit. And it becomes it prolongs a protected asset status. Now that's on personal, as what's called non-qualified assets. Non-qualified assets, for our listeners, are assets that are not retirement assets, that are pre-tax. On that, there's a dynamic tool that a lot of people are using, quite popular today, and a lot of folks still don't know about, that either have trust or are planning to do trust or do estate planning. It's called the IRA Beneficiary Trust. So personal asset trust is on assets that are post-tax. An IRA beneficiary trust, for the folks out there that have an IRA, a 401k, a 403b, a 457, any type of retirement, a TSP, what you do is you set up an IRA beneficiary trust. So while you're alive, you and your spouse, yourself, you enjoy your IRA. It's great. And for longevity, you have a long period of time enjoying retirement. When something happens to you, by not having a proper beneficiary, how do you transfer that to your loved ones? With an IRA beneficiary trust, you're able to stretch it to your children, grandchildren, any of your loved ones, nieces, nephews. So now they can use it as a retirement plan, a pension plan, and you protect it. So it becomes a protected asset. It's called an IRA beneficiary trust, an IRA inheritance trust, and the opposite of that is personal asset trust. You know, all our families are great, but there's usually that one in-law, outlaw. There's someone that could, you know, and just think about your children, how different they are. One could be very prudent. One could be very generous, and they inherit quite a bit of money. They might be their friends, their acquaintance. They might become prey for them. So setting up, and I'm going to cover that next, is a spendthrift trust, which is a sub-trust of it, of the IRA beneficiary, the PAT. What is a spendthrift trust? It's real simple. It's why you set up a trust and you disperse your assets over time at certain points for your children, your grandchildren, when they turn 25, when they turn 30, when they turn 35, when they turn 50, when they get married, when they want to buy a home. Instead of giving someone $1 million, $500,000, $10 million, whatever you're going to leave your children, you do what's called a spendthrift provision, and now it allows it to be dispersed over a period of time. 78% of inherited assets are gone in 18 months, listeners. 78% of inherited assets are spent down, spent, gone in 18 months. We all heard about the lottery winner that millions and is bankrupt. You know, you've worked hard all your life. I know the listeners that listen to the, this program, and most of them are like myself. You know, either own a business, you work for a corporation, you work for, you've worked a long time, you've built up some money, you've built up some assets, you have things of value. And I know you love your children, you love your church, you want to leave things to them. But by leaving a gift to your children unmanaged, it could really be a burden. You know, once they have money and they go through it, it's a lot harder than if they never had money before. Go ahead.
Hey, Joe, I'm probably a little bit younger than some of these listeners out here, and I actually was having this conversation with my mom the other day. Mm-hmm. She was talking about getting a will updated, and we kind of were talking about, you know, her looking into a trust, and she had mentioned that something about the will that's special in the trust that was going to protect her in case there was an asset she forgot to include in that trust. Can you kind of touch on that?
Sure. There, we all have mistakes and we forget. Once we set up an estate plan, usually a trust, we have what's called in our programs, and you want to have it in your program, it's called a pour over will. A pour over will, you never want to use it, just like you never want to use really insurance for homeowners or collision. But a pour over will means I forgot to put some in my trust. Please pour it over into my my estate. It does not avoid probate. It is a will, but it designates to pour it over into your trust so it gets managed like your trust. The example would be you bought a condominium in Florida on a trip, and it's a certain amount of money over the state's limit, and you forgot to put it in the trust name. Because one of the things about setting up a trust is you rename it into the family trust name, whatever you want to call it, instead of into John Mary Jones, it's the Jones Family Trust. So you bought a property 20 years after you had your estate plan, you put it in your name, you pass away, you want it to go the distribution you want it that you've designated. So what it says is any asset that's not in my trust, I want to pour over into my trust. So it's called a pour over will. You know, when you, and hopefully you never use that, that's part of the components of a complete estate plan, because there's living probate and death probate. You know, we got a few minutes left. I want to finish on the spendthrift provision, and I could spend a show on each one of these listeners because they're that important. A spendthrift trust covers a lot of things. One, you have a loved daughter, you're not confident in her picks, which how many of us are. And you want to make sure that she gets prolonged wealth. I've really came to like spendthrift provisions because you're giving your family a leg up instead of a time bomb. And if you think about it, let's go back to the IRA beneficiary trust. If you have $1 million IRA, which is not hard to do from your 401k or a $500,000 IRA, whatever it is, and, oh, I got my children as beneficiaries, I'm set. It's going to go to them. 80% of the time, they're going to get a phone call. Your mom, your dad has passed away. You were the beneficiary. Where can we mail the check? Imagine that check. You've got $1 million in your IRA. When they get that check, it's current taxes that time. It's called blowout. Hey, I want to leave one thing, and we're going to cover this on our next show. And it's very, very important. And I learned... I continue to do my education. Some of you will go to our website, FRA Trust, and you'll see some of the certificates and things I have. But one that made me proud is the CTFA, Certified Trust and Financial Advisor. And a special provision there was on special needs. If you have a special needs child, grandchild, or know someone, and it's not hard today, 17% of the population are in special needs. Of some sort, 17, almost one out of five, ladies and gentlemen. If they have done planning, they need to see someone and update it, someone that has it, the current knowledge. There's a thing called HEMS, Health Education Maintenance and Support, in most special needs trusts. They found ways to do what's called evacuate those trusts and go back for dollars that were paid out. There's a way of protecting your assets with new language in the contracts that protect your grandchild, your son, your special needs son, that money can't be clawed out by states that need the kind of that have paid benefits. Because what they found, certain states that need money have said, we paid your son's medical, HEMS, health, education, medical, and support. We paid your son or daughter's medical for 20 years now. We want our $800 million back. And they'll come after trust. And they've had some precedents set. There's new language that will protect that. And I'll cover that more on our next show as we talk. But we covered trust, wills, IRA beneficiary trust, special needs trust, spendthrift trust. And we'll cover it, like I said, we'll spend some more time. If there's questions out there, please send them in. The radio station or fratrust.com. We'll be glad to answer them on the show. But I'd like to leave you with just the biggest thing. Do not procrastinate. Find a trusted person to do your planning and take action. This is Joe Bruce Evans, my sidekick, Al Plate. And I thank you for listening to 88.7 on this great Sunday morning.
Joe, hey, thanks for having me as well today.
You've been listening to The Secrets of Building Wealth with your host, Joe Roos Evans. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the SIU Board of Trustees, Southern Illinois University Edwardsville, or WSIE Radio.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy.